5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Baseball started today, as everybody knows. And here's the deal. The Astros go into the season as the favorite to win the World Series again. And then you got, like, you know, the Yankees and the Dodgers, the Braves. And I mean, obviously, I think the Padres are going to be kick-ass. But let's look at win totals and odds and everything else as we start the baseball season today. So in the AL East, the Yankees are plus 750. Their win total's 94. They're plus 115 to win the AL East. They're plus 350 to win the American League pennant. The Blue Jays are 14-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 92 to win the division, plus 185. To win the American League pennant, plus 650. The Rays in Tampa are 25-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 89. To win the division, plus 360. To win the pennant, plus 1,200. As for the Orioles, who had a great year last year, they're 66-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 78. To win the division, plus 2,500. To win the pennant, plus 3,300. And then there's the Red Sox at 70-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 77.5. To win the East, plus 1,800. To win the pennant, plus 3,500. So the bottom line is the Yankees are favored to win the AL East, and that's all there is to it. What about the AL Central? You've got the Twins at 40-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 83.5. To win the Central, plus 220. To win the pennant, plus 2,000. The White Sox are 33-1 to win the World Series. 82.5 wins is the win total. To win the Central, plus 210. To win the pennant, plus 1,600. The Guardians in Cleveland, 30-1 to win the World Series. Their total is 87.5. To win the Central, plus $1.25. To win the pennant, plus 1,400. The Tigers are 100-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 69.5. To win the Central, plus 2,500. To win the pennant, plus 5,000. And then there's the lowly Royals, 200-1. To win the World Series. Their win total, 68.5. Drag. To win the division, plus 4,000. To win the pennant, plus 7,500. So, I'll tell you what. You know, I think the Guardians are the best team in that division. I mean, they proved it last year. I still think they're the team to beat. And I think Ramirez is an absolute badass. And that's all there is to it. And Bieber, they got good pitching, you know. Let's look at the West. The AL West, the Astros, plus 400 to win it all. Their win total is 95.5. And to win the pennant, plus 250. you know they're going to win that division. They're going to win the West. The Mariners are 17-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 88 to win the pennant, plus 800. The Angels, 35-1 to win the World Series. The Angels are not winning the World Series, okay? They got to quit tripping. How are you going to win the World Series and you win 81.5 is their total? To win the pennant, plus 2,200. It's not happening. The Texas Rangers with Jacob DeGrom, 50-1 to win the World Series. 81.5 is their win total. And to win the pennant, plus 2,200. The A's are awful. They're 300-1. Are they going to play in Oakland? Yes. Are they going to move to Vegas? Yes. Their win total is 59.5. That is utterly disastrous. To win the pennant, plus 20,000. How about that? That is just crazy. It's still got to be the Astros in the West. Remember, Altuve's out for 2 months with the fractured thumb. All right, let's go to the National League now. The Mets are plus 800 to win the World Series. Their win total is 92.5. To win the East, plus $1 70 to win the pennant, plus 400. The Braves are plus 850 to win the World Series. The win total is 94.5 in Hot Town. Atlanta, yang. To win the division, plus $1.05. To win the pennant, plus 400. The Braves are tough. There's no doubt about it. But I still think the Phillies and Mets are the teams to beat. The Phillies are 14-1 to win the World Series. Of course, they lost it last year. Their win total is 89.5. To win the division, plus 295. To win the pennant, plus 750. Meanwhile, down in South FLA with all of that gorgeous the Marlins are 100-1 to win the World Series. 76 is the win total. To win the East, plus 4,000. To win the pennant, plus 5,000. And the crappy Nationals, who beat the Yankees at National Park on Tuesday afternoon in the final preseason game, they're 300-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 59. That says it all, doesn't it? To win the division, plus 20,000. To win the pennant, the same thing. What a disaster. It's like 200-1. It's not happening. So there you go. It's Mets, Phillies, and Braves, no doubt. I'm on Mets and Phillies. Obviously, the Mets start the season without Edwin Diaz, their closer, who blew his knee out in the World Baseball Classic. That's definitely going to hurt him for a little while. See how they hold down that pen without him. And the Phillies are absolutely loaded. And they added Trey Turner. So, I mean, they're going to be a beast, no doubt about it. Let's go to the Central. In the NL Central, the Cardinals are 22-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 89 to win the division, minus $1.30. So they're favored to win it. And to win the pennant, plus 950. The Brew Crew are 40-1 to win the World Series. 84.5 is the total. To win the division, plus $1.70. To win the pennant, plus 1600. The Cubs are 75-1 with Dansby Swanson to win the World Series. 78 is the win total, plus 600 to win the division. To win the pennant, plus 3,500. The Reds are 200-1 to win the World Series. Their win total is 66. To win the division, plus 6,500. And to win the pennant, plus 100,000. I mean, to tell you, 1,000-1 odds. And the Pirates, my Buccos, my beloved Pirates, 200-1 to win the World Series. The win total, I mean, it's better than some teams, 67.5. To win the division, plus 6,000. To win the pennant, plus 12,500. That is just crazy, right? So, I mean, they've already given the Cardinals, the Central, a done deal. And the only team they think that can give them any kind of business is the Milwaukee Brewers. What about the NL West, where it's going to be quite a dogfight between the Dodgers and Padres? The Dodgers are plus 800 to win the World Series. Their win total is 94.5. To win the division, minus $1.25. And to win the pennant, plus 400. So they still think that the Dodgers are going to win the West. I don't. I like the Padres at 10-1 to win the World Series, 94 wins. A division win is plus $1.10 to win the pennant, plus $4.80. This is all very doable with this loaded team down in San Diego. They have it all. The pitching, the lineup, the defense, the manager, they have it all. I think they're the most dangerous team in the West. Everyone just hands and gift wraps everything to the Dodgers. I'm not doing it. I'm going San Diego, baby. And then you got the Giants at 40-1 to win the World Series. 81 wins is the total. To win the division, plus 1,100. To win the pennant, plus 2,500. The Diamondbacks are 125-1. Their total is 76.5. To win the division, plus 5,000. To win the pennant, plus 6,500. And then the lowly Rockies, and that's what they are, 200-1 to win the World Series. 66 is the total. To win the division, plus 20,000. To win the National League, plus 10,000. What about, like, props, like player props? Ohtani, the favorite, plus 200 to win the American League MVP. Aaron Judge and Mike Trout go 2-3. I love Julio Rodriguez at 8-1. The National League MVP, Juan Soto, plus 450. Then Betts, 800. Mookie, Acuna Jr. of the Braves, plus 900. Machado, plus 950. I like Machado. Behind Machado is the polar bear, Pete Alonso, at plus 1,000 with Nolan Arenado. To win the AL Cy Young, DeGrom is plus 500. Garrett Cole, 600. Dylan Cease, 900. NL Cy Young, Verlander. And Burns, Corbin Burns of the Brewers, they're both plus 500. Max Scherzer, plus 700. Julio Urias and Spencer Strider, plus 1,000. The home run leader, Aaron Judge at plus 600. Vladdy Jr. and Kyle Schwarbaum at plus 1,000. Yordan Alvarez at 1,200, along with Mike Trout and the Polar Bear. Austin Riley at 2,000. So there you have it. Baseball's back. Opening day. Can you dig it? Can you feel it? You gotta love it. Cold Budweiser, popcorn, hot dogs, faster games. Everybody loves baseball.